They lit it up last night, especially the guest we had yesterday, Demetrius Nichols. Demetrius scores 42. Joining us on the fan line, the Temple grad, and must have been something in the water. Maybe Mark Tyndale was just feeding him all night long. Mark, what was going on with Demetrius? What did he have for pregame meal last night?
I don't know, but I know I need to have some of it for Friday.
Get ready for
Tulsa. See, we should have had him on Friday. Because you realize we have Mark on Friday, he's going to go for like 50.
Was it one of those where Demetrius said, "Hey, keep feeding me, I feel it," or did you just knew that he had it rolling last night?
Oh man, well I know last night, man, it was a really really big win for us, man. But Demetrius really carried us offensively. He helped us out a lot, and every time I drove to the lane, I saw him moving. I tried to kick it to him because he just was really hot. He was really hot, and he did other things. He rebounded pretty well. He got other guys involved, and I was just happy that we got the win.
I'm sure when you're in a game like that, and you know you played enough basketball, I'm sure you've been that guy when you've got the hot hand and you're feeling it. Do you get the sense, Mark, that people are trying to feed you the ball, or are you making a conscious effort to get the ball to the guy who's shooting it well?
Well, that's the thing about basketball. It's a team sport. So if you see a guy that's doing pretty well, I think you should, you know, keep on, you know, milking the cow as much as you can. But, you know, they start closing up the lanes on him and stuff like that, and I thought he did a good job passing it out. And I think he had his most points of the season. I think he had his most assists at the same time. So that goes a lot to say, man. That's a lot of credit to him. I think he did well yesterday, very well.
Mark, I think that's the first time I've heard milking the cow on this radio program. You're a Temple guy. Where did you learn milking? Let me guess. You were a farmer's boy back in the old days.
Man, John Chaney, man. I just used some of his cool tea he used to use at practice at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. After a while, it started to get, you know, repetitious. It started to get overwhelming. So, you know, I just try to steal some of the stuff.
What do you learn the most from playing under a guy like Coach Chaney?
For sure, just discipline. He teaches you more so how to be a man, and you know how to, you know, respect the elders, or how to respect the guys that came before you. Respect the game, learn the game, watch the game, study the game. He was doing that kind of stuff. So I was fortunate enough to play for him for two seasons before Fran Duffy took over. So
sure,
John told me a lot about the game, and I really, you know, I'm really pleased to have him part of my life.
The success with the Skyforce right now. I know Demetrius had 42, but you know he had four or five guys in double figures. You had 15 last night. I think that's the key, isn't it? That not only one guy gets his points, but everyone needs to get into double figures.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. But I just think we did a good job just moving the ball and, you know, just finding an open man and, you know, just getting in the lane like Coach always trusts, getting in the lane and, you know, making the right basketball play. And I just thought yesterday he was the high hand and we tried to get it to him and, you know, everybody else stepped up also. I think it was a great team effort.
We're talking with Mark Tyndale from the Sioux Falls Skyforce here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So when you play on the 12th against Iowa, you got a week off for the All-Star break. What do you do, Mark, during the All-Star break, and how do you keep yourself sharp?
Oh, well, my coach and, you know, people that's around me always said, you know, try to get off your feet, get as much rest as possible because, you know, we play a brutal schedule, and also, you know, we play basketball all summer trying to get better, so we never really have too much time off. So I try to take a couple days off, but then, you know, I feel pretty fat and lazy if I don't get in the gym. So, you know, hit the treadmill, rode the bike a little bit, got in the gym, got a little bit of shots up, and just watched some game film on the previous games prior to this game. And I just try to, you know, just stay sharp. Just like that's it. Coach did a good job. When we got back, you know, just getting us, you know, running and, you know, running through some offense and getting us back in shape. And I think it's just paid off. And it helped us out a lot.
What do you do for fun? What do you do to relax and unwind from basketball?
I just, you know, try to you know, read a little bit. I try to, you know, study some film. I try to, you know, listen to some good music. That's it. Not too much. Just do the normal things that most athletes do. Try to eat right. Make sure I get enough rest. Stuff like that.
You and Farrakhan, a couple of guys who used to play for the Iowa Energy. Was it feeling any different being on the other side last night wearing the Skyforce uniform?
Actually, no, not necessarily. I got some little jitters out when we played them in the preseason. So, you know, it's pretty good to see some old faces, some of the staff members. But, you know, the guys changed so much. The team changed so much. So it's not really the same players other than O.T.S. Jeffries. You know, it wasn't really, you know, and the new coaching staff is there. So it don't feel the same. But I was just happy that, you know, we beat them guys. And it was good to get Mustafa playing pretty well. And I was happy he played well, you know, both nights. And glad that we got the win more so than anything else, because they kicked our butt on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you still remember that, don't you?
Oh, man, how can I forget it?
Yeah. Farrakhan was on that team back then, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And he let us know about it. That was one of the few wins that they had.
It doesn't surprise me one bit. Hey, you guys are only half a game out of from Rio Grande, but what's one thing this team needs to do a little bit better to, you know, to catch Rio Grande and get into first place?
Actually, just stay consistent. We got so many changes in this league. You know, we lost Donald Sloan. We lost Jarvis Ronaldo. We lost a lot of players. And unfortunate enough, we got Dexter Pittman to come play with us. And Demetrius playing pretty well. And we just got to stay consistent, buy in with the coaches teaching us. And, you know, just make shots and play defense. That's it. And everything else will come in play. And I think we got a good chance to win it all, me personally. That's what I believe.
You got Tulsa twice this weekend. Tell us a little bit about Tulsa. What do you know about them?
I know they had a lot of assignment players, and we beat them pretty good at their place early in the season.
That's right. You guys were, like, undefeated, and they were undefeated, and they brought in some of their guys from the big team down, and you took them.
Yeah, right. I'm glad, you did your homework. I appreciate that.
And that's also something that has never been said on this program before.
I'm setting some records tonight. But listen, but they do have Rasul Butler. I think they got Quinn as a point guard. They got some NBA experienced guys. And, you know, it's going to be kind of good to go against Rasul Butler. He's a Philly guy. I grew up watching him play at LaSalle University, Roman Catholic High. So it's going to be good to play against that guy. I'll only get a chance to see him in the summer. I never played against him as a professional. So that's going to be a good test for us. And just hopefully we got to win the games that we're supposed to win. And I think we should, you know, just play hard and try to get a W come Friday.
Yep, and those are all divisional games too. Just keeps you moving up that ladder in the standings before you guys get a chance to face off with Rio Grande. Hey, Mark, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Good stuff today. We wish you well. Stay healthy, and a great chance for Skyforce fans to come out and see you a couple of times here at the arena this weekend.
Hey, I really appreciate you guys having me on, and thanks for having me, and y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Mark. There he goes, Mark Tyndale, joining us on the fan line from the Skyforce. They get the win last night, 117-112. Yeah, Demetrius got 42, but still it was just a five-point win, but they still get five others in double figures. They get the win. They're only a half game out. Look for Tulsa tomorrow on Friday night and Saturday night at the Sioux Falls Arena.
Yeah, 42-8-7, I believe, because they took a rebound away from him, but 42 points, 8 assists, 7 boards.